Okay, we are in Tayyamid Beis. I meant Tikkun. You give Tikkun, you give Tikkun. Okay, Timakadalo. Hagupa Kasha. Don't talk to somebody. I'm a Dibur Stiri. That means you seem to be identifying the Dibur Stira. I'm a Dibur Lav Klum. Dibur doesn't mean anything. I'm a Rabbi Yochi. Come out. Sorry? Hey, Med Beis. The two dots have started. Al Tadabri Vidibra, Al Tadabri Vinister, Al Tistri Vidibri, Ma Dai Mutais Lebes, Al Tadabri Lechem Betruma. Al Tadabri is not a warning, and talking is not a disser. That does not require Saita. Nichnas Ima Lebes, Al Saiser, if she was told don't go privately, she went in privately, Shasuk Dirtu Masur Lebes, Masur Lechem Betruma. So basically, the Mishnah is telling you what doesn't work before it tells you what does work.
But if you say don't speak,
means nothing. Next. Nothing. Means nothing. The Meis Chaletzes. Amai, does she have Namit Yibumi? Why doesn't she have Yibum? Her husband died without any kids. Why shouldn't she have Yibum? Amar Yisrael Meklav Yatsim Vesel V'Hochav Yisrael Shachar. Achar is an extra word it could have just said V'Hochav Yisrael Ish. The Shachar V'Loy L'Yabum. To tell me that somebody is excluded. She can't marry the Yabum. Amar Le'Abai Amata Chalitzim Amilu Tiboyi. If this was a biblical exclusion, usually Yibum and Chalitza go together. So why over here should she need Chalitza? If the Baal would be around, Miloy Boy get, Hashtanami to Boy Chalitza. The Baal would be around, she would need a get. That means the marriage is not severed. And since it's not severed, so therefore the Chalitza process would be needed to sever whatever relationship is left. This day, Amri Amri Yisrael, Amri Chalab Yisrael, Vesel Hoswal Yisrael, to a listener of the Vesel, to Svara. Because it says she should marry somebody else, but not that she should take apart the house, meaning not that he should have to marry a woman that's a loose woman. She shouldn't get married to anybody. Everybody else has free choice. This guy has no choice. He has a mitzvah of Yibum. It's interesting, and again, I pointed it out when we learned it, the Rashi learned that this svara is enough to make an Eishes Ach Daraisa. That if he would do Yibum, he would get Karas. That's what Rashi says.
What case is the case where there was Kinui Yisira? There was Kinui Yisira?
Yes.
It has to be.
If there's no Kinui Yisira, it's not a Saita.
No, I understand that. I'm talking about the case with the divorced her.
Right, so then she can marry anyone she wants.
I understand that, meaning, but it doesn't have to be just a regular case where he suspected it, but he never did Kinyan and steer with her.
If he didn't do Kinyan and steer, there's no answer. Again, the plastic is saying, Achar, in case he died after Kinyan and steer. That's the case.
I understand, but the
psukim themselves. Again, so Rashi explains how the psukim work out, but that's what the psukim mean to say. You're right. It's difficult in the psukim, but that's what the Gemara says. The person that marries her has to be some different kind of person. Shein zeh ben zug shorishon. He's not the same as the first husband. She said, right? See, Rashi mitzvah beisai. But they hechnas rishon mitzvah beisai. That time of the shab nam the yehum. You want him to do yibum? So that if she married somebody else, then he died without children, how can we impose Yibum? How could you say that? The Maisa, the first guy showed that she was a Rasha. So how could you impose Yibum even after the second marriage? But she didn't do anything wrong in the second marriage, so therefore there's a mitzvah Yibum. Rabbi Amar Kavu Chaim, Nesta, but Mutala, she becomes usher to her husband, Basel on the coach game. Shouldn't she become usher to the one that she was usher to, the husband's brother? Dr. Gemara, Amar Abaya, Matha Chaim, Godless, Shakitish, Saman, Omeis, Yash, Lach, Chaim, Hedge, and Letis Yabim. Nesta, but Mutala, she was usher to her husband, the Usala, the coach game. So how could she marry her husband's brother? Dr. Gemara, Nesra, Hasir, the Chaim, she was never mutter to her husband. We're looking for somebody that became usher to her husband. Right? Mutala, Asalahu. Right? It's not Mutala. It was never Mutala. Period. Elisha's claim she then saw Mace Yeshla Achal Yabim, right? And that's from Mutala, her husband, who's a Kaya, Basil of the coach, good? The answer is, I didn't saw Mishmashari. The guy with the Yabim, nothing would go wrong. Because if he had the same situation, he wouldn't become Usher. So therefore, since if he had that woman, she wouldn't become Usher, God of the high, be like he used to. So it's not an Usher. It's only when the marriage Usher's in a way, the thing that she did Usher's her in a way that she done it under the Yabim, would Usher her to the Yabim also. So them shot is, once it Usher's it to the husband, we don't want the Yabim taking it over. Mashaykin, in a case, but what she happened to her under the husband would not have affected her had it happened under the Yabim. She's a cholo, therefore, then she's mutter for Yibo. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Ve'ilu asuras melecha b'truma. The following ladies are asked to eat truma. A marriage to Me'ani Loch, a woman that admits that she was Mizana. She's also permanently. Shabo Edim, she Tamea. Edim show up and say that she was Mizana. A marriage Eini Shaisa, a woman that says, I won't drink, so he can get rid of her. Shabai Le'ini Reishal Ashkaisa, her husband doesn't want to take her to drink. He has to pay her. Subba. Shabai Le'bar Le'baderach. Amar of Amram Hamil Samalon Rav Sheshis Vanalon Einim Mimeth Nisim. The following halacha Rav Sheshis told us, and he showed it to us in the Mishnah. Saita Sheyesh La'edim B'mdina Sayyam, Ein Amayim Bait Kinaisa. A Saita that has Edim in the faraway country, the water will not check her. My timer. Damakra, the Nistra V'hinit Tma, the Eid Ein Ba. Now, Pashup, the way we darshan the Pasuk, it meant she definitely did Tma, and there was one Eid. We're saying, but the mice, if you read the pasuk, it sounds like nobody was there. That's when Saita works. But if somebody knows, then it won't work, even though the person doesn't show up. That's how Rav Sheshis is dodging the pasuk. Right, but that's the drush of Chazal. But if you read the pasuk simply, it's saying there were no Edim there to see anything. Meaning, again, the drush of Chazal is that there was one Eid, and she becomes, he's believed. The history being the mud, Pashup, the way we die from the pasuk. Rav Sheshis says, but included in this pasuk is to say that if there's Edim that know what happened, even though they didn't show up, Tyson's the Mesupik one of this one Eid. But if there's two Edim that know what happened, then even though they didn't show up, she doesn't be, the water won't work for her. The lack of the other, people know what happened. The pasuk itself wouldn't work, Rashi says, because that's not the way we dash in the pasuk. But he proved it to us in the Mishnah. Tarei Shabal Edim Shitmeya. That's the Edim Amos. When did the Edim show up? He named him a Kamed Tishni. Didn't they show up before she drinks? Zaini. Obviously, she's not going to drink. We have two Edim that say she was Mizana. Ella, the bustle, they showed up after she drank. Now, if the water works, that proves that she is innocent. If it proves it's innocent, the Edim aren't believed. If you agree that once there's Edom around, the water doesn't work, shopper, so then we believe the Edom. This should prove that these Edom are liars. Because if she was Mizana, she wouldn't have survived. It's a raya that Edom existence makes the water not work.
Right away.
Exactly. No raya. The Edom showed up. The reason the water didn't work is not because of the Edom. It didn't work because there's a schus. And a schus would keep her alive. So why didn't Rav Sheshis agree to Rav Yosef? The Chayyim Rav Yosef is 100% right. That there are other things that can keep her alive. How does this prove that the Edom's existence kept her alive? The answer is, the Misnavim of the Rebbe, whether she gets sickly. So on Rebbe, Yoyim is Chus Tayyav Amayim Amorim. However, any Yelad is Reidim B'Shabachas, she won't give birth and she won't improve. And the Misnavim of Elecha, she gets sickly. The Saif she may survive Samisa. So Memela, Zakhtar of Yaitsev, Zakhtar of Sheshis, she didn't get sickly. So it can't be the schus. So why didn't she die? Must be the existence of Edom, and when Edom exists, he doesn't get sickly. That means Edom's existence makes the water not work, and that she doesn't even get sick. a schus thing makes the water not work, but she gets sick. So we teach the woman didn't get sick. And then Adam show up and said she was Mazana. So what happened? The answer is the existence of Adam blocks the water from working. Again, Rav Sheshes is saying that Schus would have had her get sick.
She would have gotten sick. That would be discernible right away.
Right.
There are different levels of it not working. Some just don't.
Correct.
Die,
correct. That's what Rav Sheshes is saying.
But wouldn't it be totally how great the Schus is?
No.
Why?
Because it's not. This is the same kash you asked me in the middle of the week when you tried to tell the Torah what to do. Who told you that? You made it up. You made up a fact, and then it becomes a kasha. There's no such fact, so it's not a kasha.
That would have changed maybe after a couple of days. The
Sheshes Savar, Bein L'Rebbe, Bein L'Rabbanan, Hav Misnavna. Even according to the Rabbanan, she gets sick, they're only arguing whether she dies with that same Misa. Rabbi Yitzchak Savar, L'Rebbe, Misnavna, Rabbanan, Hav Misnavna. And this Mishnah is going like Rabbanan. And therefore, there's no riot that Adam is the one that inhibited from working. It could be his chus. Vasa Rav Simi Barashe. Rav Shimon Haim Reins Chus Toil B'mayim Amorim. Chus doesn't stop it. Because in my time, it's Chus Toil B'mayim Amorim. At the Madras Hamayim, you weaken the water if they call Anoshim HaShashas. Rashi says that they won't be they won't have any fear to admit. They'll figure they have enough good chusim. That the might is shame Rala Tyrus. And not only that, but people that pass the test, people will say they were Mizan anyway, they had chusim. If people know that the existence of Adam stops the water from working, so again, people will say this woman was Mazana, and the Adam stopped it from working. You're right, according to Reb Shimon, Reb Sheshes would not say his halacha. Now this is the Havamina. At the end of the Gemara is going to say that Edis is not Shchiach, so therefore people don't have it in their mind. But that's not what the Gemara says now. Now the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, that Reb Sheshes holds that Edis, he would agree that according to Reb Shimon, Edis doesn't stop it from working. Masiv Rav, Ve'elu Shimchaseyim Nisrafas. The following ladies, he burned their mincha. A marriage to Tamei Anilach, she admits she's Tamei. Shabola Adam Shitmeya. Now the Asa Adam Amos, we burn it because it's a possible mincha. When did the Adam show up? He let me come and take this before you put it into Kli Sharis. Tapek Lahulim, should go out to Hulim. Any Kedusha's pair before it goes into Kli Sharis can be redeemed. Ella Labasa the Kaddish. Territory is after it's in the Kli Sharis. Iyam Bishlam and Mani Bait Kinai Sab. If you would say at that point the water was going to work, Amabas Migdash Mikrovi. That means it's a kosher mincha ready to go. Then they show up, Bichi Kaddish, Mikara, Shaper Kaddish. It was done properly. The water was going to work. Then the Adam show up and they make the water not work. But had they not shown up, the water would have worked. Mishamaki, because in this reference. Ali Amaday, Amman, Boy, Kilai, it wasn't going to work anyway. So Tigli Mosulim afraid, Bichi Kaddish, Mikara, Mikara, Bitas Kaddish. So the process was never going to work. If the process was never going to work, so it's a hegdish toss, the type of kuchulim. So the Gemara Amr Rav Yehuda Miskayet Agud Shizintza Bazara. She was Mazana in the Azara. The Kaddish Mikara Shaper Kaddish. At the time they put the mincha in, it was headed the right way. Practical Maskel Mashiach Shalai Pirkei Kuna Malav and Oisla. How could she be Mazana in the Azara? Shizintza Pirkei Kuna Aslam. She was Mazana from the Pirkei Kuna. Rav Ashi Amr, she did from the Kaddish, she had to go to the bathroom. So the Pirkei Kuna Bekipa Talula. Did the Pirkei Kuna hold her by her kerchief, meaning she has to go to the bathroom, so she has free time. She can be Mazana. The Papa Amar Lo'edim could have made him be Kara, that she was Mazana before him. Just a second. The Karm Betepik L'chulun, B'drabonon, Gzeri Shemi Yerba Metzim Mekli Sharis L'chel. Enoch Yonami, biblically, it's not Kaddish. People won't understand, and they think they took a mincha and you made it chel. Yes.
The fact that she had just in the court, he said, that's one answer.
Whether
it was through the Kohanim or she went to the
bathroom. So that's two possibilities of how she was Mazana. Mazir Ramari. Nikmas Milchasa actually Kiddush Bikli. Her Milcha became Tamei before it went to Kli. Her Kachal Menachas Ativda because it's Kedusha's Peh. And Kedusha's Peh can still be redeemed. Mitchikid Shibili. Her Kachal Menachas with the Tzaret. Because now it has Kedushas Kli, Kedushas Haguf, and therefore cannot be redeemed. Kiddush HaKoymetz, and we spoke at Rashi, we learned Rashi, that there are four Avodas by Mincha that correspond to the four Avodas by Karban. There is Shechita, is Kmitza, Kiddush Kli is the Kabbalah, put the Koymetz into a Kli. You take it to the Mizbeach and you put it on. Those are the four things. So if you put the Koymetz in the Kli, one of them died. Any mincha that had Kedushas Kli and the owner died, we burn it. What if you brought the Kaimitz already? And she died after the Kemitzah. Was it kosher mincha? The Kohanim could eat the rest. Now we don't need it anymore. When it was brought, it was 100% kosher mincha. The Kohanim could eat the leftovers. I something but mitchlasa. Kippers fake it, did his thing. Vohola. Bola Adam Shitmeya. Minchasa Nisrefes. The mincha is burnt. What happened? We found out that the stira edim were saimimim, that the whole process was a mistake to begin with. So we see that we take it out the chulin. Why do we take out the chulin? People will say that that hegdish goes out the chulin. Teretz says we don't make such a xera. So then why, when edim come, do we burn it? Must be because the water is going to work. Edim saimimim happened. Everybody knows about it. Nobody will think that Hegdish went out to Chula. Tanya Kavasa, the Rav Sheshes, will not be Tamei. We learned like Rav Sheshes, but not his source. The High Rav Yesh says what the Pasuk says, and I have to remember this. Im Loi Nitma, Isha Tairehi, so, Tairehi, is extra. What's Tyre? So we learn that Tyra, Loshesh Ladim didn't say him. That would not prove Tyra. Tyra, Loshesh Tosmoschus. He, Loshesh Yitnav Yitnav Amazar Slavana. When it's already assumed this fact by the Entas, that means it's, the word water doesn't work. So we see clearly that the Brisa says that if Adam didn't say him, it doesn't work. Reb Shimon, he the vav lidarish, he doesn't die from the vav, so the every holds chos is not taila. But what does he do with the word tahira? Isn't that excluding edim dinasayam? Ve'ika yesh la'edim dinasayam. So the gemara leishchicha that ain't a ganami. At one point we thought they're the same. Now we're saying no. That even if Shimon agrees that edim dinasayam doesn't work, but it doesn't happen frequently, so it doesn't undermine the effectiveness of the water. That woman shouldn't be scared. Number one, and number two, that if she does drink and she walks away, nobody's going to say that she was Mizana. Especially if Shimon holds chus, it's not Taila.
So doesn't work. End of the day,
Rav Sheshes is right. As a bride, that proved him right.
A woman that knows it, I mean, she would know if there was her aid, right? I mean, if she was Mizana, she would know that there
was... So therefore, what? She'd go ahead and drink. Okay, listen, in a Rabbi Shlomo's world, you're 100% right. If there would be no Rabbi Shlomo, we'd have a good kasha. But there is a rabbi, so he takes care of things. She might know.
Might know.
Yeah, that's his kasha. She might know. Okay. You're right. In those cases, the rabbi is taking care of it. Not our problem. We do what we're supposed to do. Dr. Mishnah Vaita Kaitzer Aitzala. Menizel Lebez Moshe Baisamakim takes him to the local Bez and invites him to Shnei Tavid Chachamim Shem Yavei LaBaderach. Maybe he'll live on the way and it won't work, the water won't work. So we take along to send two Tavid Chachamim. But Yudah and Mabayla and Emin Allah, we trust the husband. Trey Miyu Hatlasa. Why do we need two Shemim? Why isn't one enough? Let me Messiah Lele Rav, Dom Rav Yudah Marav, Lele Shana Al-Biyir, Abba Baderach Adikish Lansham. One will have to go to the bathroom, but could be one shamer is enough. My shankhead here, we need two Adam to tell us if he was lived with her. What's wrong with a regular person? Maybe we don't trust regular people because they're fruits, maybe. My sorry that you are sorry to meet the 10 men took her out of bed and they were almost out with her. When you two Tamid Chacham, they should take that straw seriously. If you do, I'm a Bible's Neman. Tanya, I'm a Bible's Neman, Mikavachimer. Man, did she be Karis? violent and her husband's trusted. So did she believe the coach good? Rabbanon, he understands. That's exactly the story the other way. Neither the car is chamir lay mehaman. He's trusted by neither because it's chamer. So to the lav, lay chamir lay mehaman. That's the Rabbanon's answer. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda mikabel chamer ma'isilo. Rabbi Yehuda learned it out from mikabel chamer. Rabbi Yehuda mikra ma'isilo. Then he learned out from Sukkim, the Tanya. Behavius is ishtar lakayin. Minatayra ish behavius ishtay. Minatayra, a man brings his wife to the kayin. Avam chachamim. The Chachamim say, we want to give over to the Chachamim. But min HaTorah, he would be believed, but the Rabbanan were machmer. Which we attributed to Rabbi Yehuda before, this is Rabbi Yaisi talking. Ma neither she bekares violent nemen Allah, sight she belav the kochkin, amrulay la, imam benidishke yesh laheter. It's a different shlugah. Not the slug up of the chaymer. It's saying neither will become mutter, so the husband controls himself, knowing she will become legal to him. Chaymer b'saita shein laheter. A saita will never become mutter, so therefore we can't trust him. Chaymer ma'am genuvim mintaku. Stolen water is always sweeter. Somebody just asked me a shayla, and I don't know the answer. A husband and wife who are not getting along with each other, and the wife decided to stop going to the mikvah. Not going anymore. So the guy wanted to know, why isn't there an issur yichud? Because the heter, the Gemara is, because yesh lo heter, but this woman said she's not going to the mikvah. So why doesn't the shaf an issur yichud? That's what he asked me. I don't know the answer. What?
She doesn't go to the mikvah. Why is there a problem with yichud?
Why is there?
Why
is there no yichud issur by nida?
Why is there no Israel here? I don't think there should be.
Why not?
People are with their wives when they take them to the mikvah, let's see.
Again.
On the way there.
Again. The Gemara here said the reason there's no Israel here by Anita is because she has Laheter. She's going to become mutter. If the woman decided she's not going to the mikvah. That's what the person asked me. I don't know the answer.
What are you worried about?
Well, we mean he's living. He might live with her.
It's not happening.
Yeah, but it's a yichud. Hold on a second. Meaning, if so, two people fight, there's no issue yichud. If two neighbors, a man and his neighbor,
maybe.
I have no idea what this. I know people, unfortunately, in this situation, do live to the same house together. So obviously, it must be. But the guy asked me a question. I don't know the. I said I don't know the answer. Biblically, he brings it a kliyish number. Maybe it's his yishtoy. So we see it's a pasuk he brings, not a kavu chaymer. So the Gemara, Amalu kavu chaymer bereisha pachu. He tried the kavu chaymer, they slugged him up. But the makra, then he said, by the way, it's a pasuk. You might not hold of the drabbana dikaser. The Biudai had a tanakam because when I have Amru, was the drabbana made an iser. Doctor Mishnah Vaytoy, Ma'alos to the Beznag Galusha Bishulayim. They brought her to the Beznag Galushulayim. They frightened her because they're Aiman Aid in the Fashis. Like they frightened Aid in the Fashis, meaning they tell her the consequences of their Aidus and strong. At the same time, they try to encourage her. They frighten and they encourage. And they say to her, Biti Harbi Yainaisa, you might have been affected by wine. Harbis Khoikaisa, you might have been affected by a loose atmosphere, have a yaldus isim, maturity, have a shchina maram isim, environment. Asay laman shmai agadol shnichta begdushes lo yimachal amayim. Why don't you worry about Hashem's name? Shouldn't be erased of the water. Admit. They say in front of her shayna kedai l'shemam. That it's not worthwhile repeating because it's just to mention it with this lady. But the Torah says they want to encourage her to admit. None of them are supposed to hear this. If she admits, she writes a receipt for a ksuba, she gets divorced. They bring her up all the way to Shar Nikna, which is the door between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Nashim. Meaning, when you go from the Ezras Nashim up to the Rio Azara, that Shar Nichnar is the gate, which has no Kedusha. They weren't Mekada Shar Nichnar. It remained the Kedusha of Ezra's Nashim. It did not get the Kedusha of Zazara. And that's where the Shisham Mashkin is Asaitis, Matiran is Ayoldus, they bring their birds, and Matiran is Amitzaroim. The Kayan Echad of Dera, and he grabs her clothing, and Nikru, Nikru, Nifru, Nifru. They got ripped. If it got ripped even more, he doesn't care. Achim Megala, Sleeboy uncovers her chest. The Saitzer is Saran, he undoes her hair, he uncovers her hair. If you remember, Eliba Norla and Megalehu. She is a beautiful lady, he did not uncover her chest, because it would cause hero problems. My siren, no, Lois, say, sir. Nice hair. He would not let it take apart, again, not to cause hero problems. Heisim is kasim levonim, is kasim ishchayrim. She was wearing white, they make her dress black. Hoyolek, kazuzov, mikasi lois. She had all kinds of these jewelries. The zamen rings, tabos, nose rings, rings. Katalois is a thing she closes her shirt with. We want to make it look ugly. Maybe Chevel Mitzri. Machloikus, Rashi learned it's made from the date funds, I think it's called. And Tysus learned it came from Mitzrayim. Others, I'm sorry, maybe not Tysus. Yeah, I think Tysus later also says it comes from Mitzrayim. Other Rishadim say that. And they tie it on top of her breast so that her clothing shouldn't fall down. Very simply. The color rights of Lirais about Lirais, it's open, anybody can see. Chutzma Vedavish Mosev, besides your servants and maidservants, they should leave a gas for him because they cause her to have strength not to admit. I don't know what he calls gas. She feels comfortable. I don't know what word he uses. Chal Nashim Matars, the rights of all women are mutter to see her. The Gemara is going to say, he just said, everybody can see her. Shanamim Vedavashu, Chal Nashim, the Senegas in the Hun, they should get the Musser and not do like this lady that was Masada. How do we know you have to go to Bez Nagadl? Later on, the Brisa says we try to force her to persuade her to drink. If you know your kosher, stand in your strength, see and drink. It's like medicine, shemunach habasar chai, that's put on raw flesh. If there's a wound, it goes in and does terrible things. There's no wound, it won't do anything. Before we raise Hashem's name, we encourage her not to drink, and to raise anyway, she might as well drink and prove her innocence, or try to prove her innocence. Turn around, what do you say? I'm the Venam Dorm Shah Haggadah. Things of Haggadah that are said in the Torah. The Chacham said the truth and they didn't keep it back. Yehuda Haidav Alei Bash. Yehuda admitted the story of Tamar. Inappropriate even to say it to her. The Torah says they want to show her that people make mistakes. Yehuda made a mistake. You can also make a mistake. Even though you. What? You're talking to a lady that was loose. You're comparing her to Yehuda? My aside from Chayim Laba, Mascharan, you said, to the government, Mascharan by Lamazah. What's Chayim to get by Lamazah for admitting? Lahem Levadam Nitna Aretz. They got the Aretz, meaning Yehuda got Malchus, that's what Rashi learns it means. And Ruvein got the first Chaylik in Evra Yarden. The Loi, Aver Zar B'taycham, and Moshe put them together when he gave them a bracha. Dr. Gemara, Mishlam, Yehuda Ashkechon Da'idi, we finally admitted, the Siva Yaki Yehuda Vayemet Tzatkam, Yemeni, it was me. Ela Ruvim and Alon Da'idi, Amar Shmur Rachmein Amar Biyadi, Samay Dr. Siva says in the Pasuk, Yichi Ruvim Val Yomus, Ruvim should live and he shouldn't die. And right after it says, it's Aishli Yehuda. But it says, what's the connection? Kal Aishim Shalom Shai Yisrob Amid Barai, Yad Samay Tush Yehuda Mivakal Lebaran. Yehuda accepted a cherem on himself in both worlds. So all the 40 years they were in the Midbar, the bones of Yehuda were not together. They were rolling around in the Aron. Who caused Reuben to admit publicly? Reuben did Tshuva privately, but he never admitted it publicly. Who caused him to admit it publicly? Yehuda. Because if it says that when Yehuda admitted, Reuben admitted. Precisely, Yehuda should suffer this. Miad, the Bach is Gairis. I all I've already I think he takes out Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. No, he takes out Miyad. Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, Olivar L'Shafa. The limbs went to place. Let me just finish the Gemara. The Bekai led him to the Rekia. They didn't let him into Yeshiva and Shemayim. Malam to Vienu. They should bring him to his nation. If you have a bishop, it's a good one. Couldn't argue with Rabbanon. You're the rabbi. You should have the power to argue. Rabbi Kasalka Lishmai to leave with the Hukasam. They're the Mitzarev to you. So Mishlam Yehuda died, he can't collect the Tzarev. Summer. He did it. And that. Now, Ruben, Lama Lida Ida. Lama Rav Shesh is Chatzim Alei the Mavav Katoi. So Chutzman announced that you sinned. He did it that his brother shouldn't be accused, so he admitted he did by day, so he wanted to make sure that everybody knew the truth. Yes?
Well, partial question. Why did Moshe wait 40 years before he died for the absence?
I don't know. Yes?
Why was Yehuda not able to darshan?
That was part of being a chevron. Part of being excommunicated, he couldn't take part in the discussion.
Before he...
Moshe Rabbeinu had to do it in stages. Yehuda was in Chayrim. His bones were loose. So Moshe Rabbeinu...
But he confessed. Was it enough?
That wasn't enough, because the Gemara says in Tainus that if a person accepts a Chayrim al Tanai, doesn't make a difference. Even though he made the... First of all, this has nothing to do with Tamar.
Right.
This has nothing to do with the story of Tamar. This is because of the story of Yaakov. Everybody should just have...